I am Rabbi Michael Cohn, rabbi for the Jewish communities Bern and Biel in Switzerland, and this is my Shabbat Rasha for Parashat Yitro. A friend of mine sent me a text last week where it said, Tu B'Shvat is behind us, then it is not long until Yamim Noraim. I'm getting pumped up with Israel Williger. I will add a link to the music from Israel Williger in the podcast info. The text message from my friend is very Jewish, even though he might be slightly Meshuggene. The idea of getting ready for Chagim early and prepare for holidays long in advance is good Jewish praxis. Preparing and getting pumped up for big events in our lives is an important part of this week's parasha, Parashat Yitro. The significance of the preparation for a big event is often overlooked because of the event that follows. And in this week's parasha, this is just the case. The revelation and the receiving of the Torah is described this week. Interestingly, the preparation for God's revelation at Har Sinai takes more place than the revelation itself. The people are told 3 days in advance to begin their preparation for the event, where to go and where not to go, where to stand and who's to go up the mountain. Our Jewish calendar and rituals teach us the importance of physical and mental preparation. Friday afternoon, challah baking and setting the table, pre-Pesach deep cleaning the kitchen, scrubbing on our hands and knees, ridding our physical space and hearts of chametz. Not only is the need to prepare in order to find the events themselves meaningful, but the preparation, just like in our parasha, takes longer than the actual event itself. Shabbat preparation takes longer than the meals we eat. The preparation of our Purim costume should take longer than the reading of the Megillat Esther, and the cleaning for Pesach takes longer for many Jewish homes than the 8 days long Pesach itself. One element that can show us how important preparation is in our tradition is the most famous Jewish word, kosher. It is central to Jewish life and dietary requirements, but it means much more than what we think it does. It doesn't only mean permitted. Kosher also means prepared. We use it in Hebrew to refer to food that is prepared by using the word lehachshir, or machshirei ketiva, that are things needed for writing. In regular shops, one is able to buy something called kosher salt. And it's not called kosher salt because it is more permitted than other types of salt, but because it is salt specifically used for preparing food. The preparation before our holidays is key to their successes. And now we have a few Chagim coming up. So why is the preparation essential to the holiday itself? I would like to highlight two reasons. The first one is that some of our Chagim are very short. Purim is only 24 hours, for example. And without the joy of preparing for Purim, there is little time to eat, drink, spend time with friends and family, make and distribute Mishloach Manot, learn about Purim, teach your kids about Purim, pray and sleep in those 24 hours. Many of these Purim activities must be done beforehand. The second reason is that preparation leads to ownership. I am currently learning about Pesach with the kids in the community. Remembering that Bedikat Chametz happens in the evening and that we use a spoon and a light and a feather, that we wrap it up afterwards and that we save it for the morning hours when we do Biur Chametz, the burning of this Chametz, that creates an ownership to our tradition. Now the kids know how to do it. They're not participating in the ritual by observing or doing what they are told. The ability to perform the ritual on their own creates a feeling of ownership. This is true for kids, but not only, this is also true for us. And when that happens, Chagim and Pesach, for example, has been a success even before it has begun. Shabbat Shalom.